With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Another shooting, this time an ICE facility in Dallas. One detainee is dead, two others wounded. The gunman later took his own life. Texas GOP Senator Ted Cruz says this is the third shooting in Texas directed at ICE or Customs and Border Patrol.
This must stop. To every politician who is using rhetoric demonizing ICE and demonizing CBP, stop. To every politician demanding that ICE agents be doxxed and calling for people to go after their families, stop. This has very real consequences.
FBI says ammo found at the scene contained anti-ICE messaging. The agency says it is investigating the shooting as an act of targeted violence. President Trump says he was sabotaged at the United Nations Tuesday.
The president complained that he was the victim of three very sinister events at the UN on Tuesday. First, the escalator he used suddenly stopped. He wrote online that those responsible should be arrested. Second, his teleprompter didn't work for several minutes. And third, he said the sound was off during his speech. The president said the Secret Service would be involved in an investigation.
Lawmakers and activists urging U.S. tech firms to stop selling surveillance equipment to Chinese police. This follows an Associated Press report revealing the significant role American technology plays in enabling human rights abuses in China. Republican Senator Josh Hawley wants tech companies to testify before Congress about their exports. A probe finds companies like IBM and Dell sold billions in technology to Chinese authorities. This is SRN News. Well, the assassination of Charlie Kirk has cast a pall over the nation.
And it's not just the supporters of the conservative activist and prominent Christian. A new Gallup poll finds that since Kirk's slaying, the mood of the general public has been darkened with increased concerns about crime and national unity. 8% of people now say crime and violence are America's biggest problems, up from just 3% last month. 10% of adults say they're worried about national unity, up from 5% in August. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Spiritual leader of Eastern Orthodox Christians defending his 2019 decision to recognize an independent church in Ukraine. He's also denounced the Russian Orthodox Church as giving a ringing endorsement to the invasion of Ukraine. Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew making the remarks before a recent gathering of the Council on Foreign Relations. This is SRN News. Well, a look to the future.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is pushing to establish President Trump's presidential library in an iconic stretch of downtown Miami, a parcel of land adjacent to the Freedom Tower, a historic building rising alongside the glitzy condos facing palm tree-lined Biscayne Bay. In a video posted to social media, State Attorney General James Uffmeyer touted the plan.
Florida will be blessed to house the presidential library for one of our very own state residents and to be a part of preserving such meaningful history.
Florida's cabinet is slated to vote on the plan on September 30th. I'm Julie Walker.
A little bit of controversy. A federal judge has tossed out a former FBI agent's claims that he was wrongfully fired. That after he sent disparaging text messages to a colleague about President Trump. More details at srnnews.com.